So, can you tell us a bit about box jellyfish? Why are they so deadly, and what happens when you get stung by one?
Well, one of the reasons they're so deadly is they're just so big. They're like 3 meters long, and they carry so much venom in them because they're so big. And when you get stung with them, there's little hook things on their tentacles, and it just latches onto your skin and injects this deadly venom.
And I read on the Sydney University website that each box jellyfish carries enough venom to kill more than 60 humans. That is a very scary fact in itself.
It's even scarier, actually, because that's 60, if like assuming that 80% of their venom nematocysts don't fire, but they actually carry enough venom in their body to kill 600.
Oh, my God. I'm definitely avoiding the water for today. Can you tell us a bit about your involvement in how you guys discovered this antidote? How does it work, and what has the whole research process been like?
Okay, so we were trying to figure out, so when you get stung with box jellyfish, one of the things that happens is it hurts really, really bad, and we have no idea like how that works, right? So we started by trying to figure out just how the box jellyfish can cause pain, and we thought that might help us being able to treat pain. But while we were studying it, we noticed if you drop box jellyfish venom onto human cells, it just kills them. And so then we started studying that killing mechanism first. And to make a long story short, we used CRISPR genome editing and turned off every gene in the human genome, and then added box jellyfish venom and looked to see what controlled the death. So when we found that, it was druggable, and so we took a drug that already existed, and that could block the venom in a live animal as well.
Wow. I'm not a very scientific person, but it is incredible that people like you were able to do that. That's amazing. Could this medicine potentially have other uses expanding beyond jellyfish, perhaps?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. We just have to test. So we've tested a couple of other deadly venoms, and it hasn't worked for it was basically one other jellyfish venom from the sea nettle, which we basically ordered from a store, so we don't even really know how pure or correct it is. But so far it didn't work for one thing, but we're testing lots of other venoms as well.
What is a sea nettle?
I don't know. It's some other jellyfish that's kind of related to box jellyfish.
Right.
It's the only thing we could commercially buy.
Right. Well, you often hear about different remedies for jellyfish stings. So
yeah.
Long gone are the days of resorting to hot water, vinegar, or peeing on yourself, do you think?
Well, vinegar is still the suggested way to treat it. And until we have more evidence in humans, probably stick with that. But we're going to try and gather some human data in the next couple of years to show that this works as well. This could work with vinegar as well. It's soluble in vinegar, so we could just add the drug to vinegar and have a double drug. Who knows?
Well, hopefully no one has to pee on themselves anymore. Is this antidote available to the public yet? And if not, when might it become available?
Well, so it just takes a little while. Like, so we know this drug is safe. It's been used in humans for other things, and it's okay. And now we just have to prove that it doesn't make the venom stinging worse, which it shouldn't. But this is just a few. You can imagine with human lives are at stake, we just have to be really careful and cautious.
And is this the first, I guess, remedy to box jellyfish stings that has sort of ever been discovered?
Some suggest vinegar, some suggest hot water or cold water, but there's arguments that that makes it worse as well. There's someone in Hawaii that made a spray that they think works, but this is the first basically molecular, like real hardcore dissection of how the venom works to understand the mechanism and then blocking that mechanism like rationally. So
it's very exciting, because I know growing up, my parents, whenever we went to the beach, well, particular beaches, were very scared that we would run into this creature, because I know a few people who have ended up dying from the sting, and that it's a scary kind of thing. How does the drug get administered when it is used for people, on people?
So we've never used it in humans. We've used it on animals, right? And so when we administered it in animals, we injected it, because that's just a standard way to do things. But what we're trying to develop is a spray or topical application for humans. And then once we get to that stage, the next thing would be to for serious emergencies to inject into the heart or something. But that's probably like 5 years away. For now, we're just going to do topical and show that that works.
Well, Greg, it's a very exciting development, and I thank you for your work and joining us on the program this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.